This weekend marks the changing of the summer solstice. Comedian Jake Johansson sent us this reflection on the changing of the seasons.
Well, yesterday was officially the first day of summer, so you know what that means. I mean, I hope you know what that means, because I've been living in Southern California for years. It's all summer to me. When you're a kid, summer starts when you get out of school, and it seems like it'll last forever. I've been out of school for a long time now, so maybe that's why it always feels like summer to me. Maybe California has nothing to do with it. Growing up, I lived in Iowa, Wisconsin, and Tennessee. I remember thinking people who told me that June 21st was the first day of summer were just silly. Nothing really changes on June 21st, and now I realize that it's all just another government conspiracy. What does June 21st have to do with anything to us? The people who like to remind you that June 21st is the first day of summer are usually the same people who like to say, "See you next year," on the way out of the office on Friday, December 31st. We need to start summer on a day that actually means something to us. As I'm thinking about it, I think I would like to make spring a little shorter and summer a little longer. Under my plan, spring would start the first day anyone who has recently moved from Florida to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, puts on shorts to wear outside. People who were born in Milwaukee will put on shorts the first day it hits 40, so you can't really trust them with this call. But when does spring end and summer begin? If we could link it to when lightning bugs show up, that would be good. But we don't even have those in California, and I don't like to have to rely on insects for something this big. I remember going to the public pool a lot in the summer when I was a kid. I'm not sure when the pools open, but that date seems subject to political pressure, and we could wind up right back on June 21st. I remember knowing it was summer in the Midwest when my dad finally broke down and turned on the air conditioner. Well, they moved to North Carolina, and now he runs the air conditioner all the time. Maybe we could start summer on Father's Day from now on. This would give dads a little extra positive spin by association with summer, and to celebrate, we could turn the air conditioner to the coldest setting, so we had to wear coats in the house. And when everybody gets cold enough, we run outside and scream, "Thank God it's summer!" And then we throw our coats in a big pile, and we jump in them over and over till we're ecstatic. And then we kiss our dads, and we thank them for the air conditioning. And finally, we bring Dad a watermelon in bed, and the whole family eats it together. Later, we wash the sheets and go swimming.
Comedian Jake Johansson lives in Santa Monica, California. He's appearing on Comedy Central's Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn this week. You can check his television appearance and tour schedule at his website, jakethis.com.